Welcome to the Amazing Race Podcast. My name is Jack.
And I am Fabulous Cindy. No?
Yeah, whatever.
You're just cranky butt, so you were in here cussing and swearing, and so I thought I would put a little smile on your face if I was funny.
And that I'm laughing. I can't stop laughing. Well, it just, I get a little frustrated sometimes because Justin makes me want to rap. I don't want to rap, and I get frustrated sometimes. I get irritated.
That's a shocker.
People don't listen to me, but we apologize for this podcast being late. It's Tuesday night. Normally try to record, but with reffing this weekend, and we went away to Baltimore. Thank you, Baltimore. I had a great time in your city.
Even though the Chargers lost.
Terrible calls, but that's okay. I don't like to complain about terrible calls.
Okay, you're right. Are you still working on the sound?
Yeah, it's in and out. I don't know what's going on.
Okay.
Anyway, so I apologize about the sound. It's the best I can do. Not going for best produced podcast anyway. So we had a great time at Baltimore. We had a little Amazing Race story ourselves, though.
Yes, we did. But
we were like Denise and James Earl.
Yes, we were.
We on the way back, you wanted to stop at IKEA.
Yes.
Because IKEA is the greatest thing in the world. And
well, that's what they say.
You're not happy with the GPS is telling you to go a different direction. I'm saying no. It's going to go there. We're off the 90. It's off the 95. It's
right.
Off the
95. Right.
And I'm like the worst person with directions, but this weekend I was Mr. Johnny Spot.
You were. I don't know what was going on.
I was clued in. I just was like.
That's the best I think I've ever in our 20. How many years? Well, God, we'll be together almost 30 years.
You can tell by
anyway,
my hairline.
Whatever. That's just such an old joke.
Well, so I will. I'm okay. Anyway.
Anyway. For some reason, which you shouldn't do, I fought with the GPS, and I decided to go against what she was saying.
You fought the GPS, and the GPS won.
Yeah, and we went our own way.
Which took us down this road where we're in traffic, and then we're in the middle of nowhere, and then took us like 45 minutes to get there. Then you put the address wrong.
I put the wrong address in.
Because you were still fighting with the car GPS,
yes.
And you put it in your
iPad.
iPad, and you put the wrong address
yes,
in.
Yes, I didn't put Potomac Mills Circle. I put Potomac Avenue. And we ended up in the middle of I don't know where.
We were by the Reagan Airport.
Yes, we were.
Nice little shops and
yes,
stuff like
yes,
this.
Yes, yes, yes.
Nice, but
and you handled it pretty well.
I was getting mad. I was doing my.
Yeah, you were, but you had your eye drops in your hand.
Yeah, because I was squeezing them just like.
So you could feel like you're not get mad at me because we had a really nice weekend.
Yeah, we had a nice weekend, yes.
And you know we don't have much to fight about anymore. And you didn't want to fight because we don't really fight much.
I don't like to fight. I don't like to.
You know, when we were younger, we loved to fight. But as you get older, you're just so tired.
I'm a gentler, kinder Jack.
Yeah, me too.
So you know, you kind of. Your name is Jack too?
No, but I meant, you know, when you're young, you have to, everything, you have to be right. You got to be right when you're in your 20s. You got to make sure you're always right. Da da da. And then as years go
now
on.
Now I just know I'm right.
Whatever. And then as years go on, you're just like, okay, I'm just going to win. Who really, does it really matter who
but
wins?
But we lost about an hour and 15 minutes.
Oh, easily.
Easily. And then we go to IKEA and it's a long trip. And then you argue with me where the glasses were.
Yes.
You wanted to get some glasses.
Yes.
And not glass, eyeglasses, but drinking glasses.
Yes.
And of course,
you were
with me.
Right again.
I was right again. I said, hey, it's down this way. No, 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 no.
So we walked through the thing again.
Because it's always fun to walk through there again. And got the stuff, got on the road, stopped at a Cracker Barrel, which had.
Was
if you
excellent.
Haven't been to a Cracker Barrel.
Oh, you have to go.
They have the best candy.
It does. And they have just.
It's a good family. It's a good home cooked meal.
Absolutely.
So enjoy.
Which you're
that.
Not used to that.
No, I'm not. So we ended up getting home and took us about 7 hours to get home from Baltimore, but we stopped twice.
Yes.
And we saw some road rage.
I know.
Well,
my gosh.
Well, I'm driving and I noticed a car behind me, and this has nothing to do with Amazing Race, but we figured we'd go off topic.
Okay.
So we're driving and this car stops.
Right, because you were telling me, look in the rearview mirror.
I go, this guy is slowing.
Whatever that is. Is that the sound here?
Yeah,
whatever.
Look behind you. This car right. Behind us is stopping, slowing down. I think he's cutting this car off.
Right.
So I went, all right, we're gonna speed ahead. We're going to drive the speed limit ahead.
Right.
And get away from this because we don't want to be part of it. So all of a sudden I see this white car come flying down the I'm in the second lane.
Right. Down the fast lane.
Fast lane. And I'm like going, where's he going? I see the other car hit.
Right. Like an older Impala, like in the 80s kind of car.
I go, where does he think he's going? Because there's no room for him to squeeze. So he goes in the shoulder.
Yes.
And comes around the car and cuts it. And it's like, so all of a sudden this other car is like a little small SUV.
Like SUV. Yeah.
It's chasing the other car.
And well, I didn't think he was chasing. You're like, no, I think they're chasing.
I said, hey, call 911. Someone's going to get hurt here.
And I'm like, well, you got to speed up because I need the license plate number.
So I'm trying to speed up, but they're going well over 100 miles
Oh, my gosh.
And I was going 85, 90.
Yes.
And was losing them. I don't want to go much faster. I want to get a ticket. Well, I'd get a ticket anyway. So anyway. They look like the car gets in front
the
of the
SUV
Impala,
gets on those side by side.
Well, no, first they got in front of him, kind of made him swerve, and then they got side by side. He was trying to run him off the road.
And I thought they hit each other,
It looked like they hit each other. It really looked like they hit each other.
Then you go, call. I go, we're still too far away to call the police. I don't have their number.
Tell them we're on the 95, and things are going crazy where we're at.
I've never seen such craziness before.
And so anyway, we finally get going, but they're still flying down the road.
Yes.
And finally, the car, the SUV, gets off the road.
SUV.
And I think the other car, the Impala, it got off the road somewhere. And
then the rest was
we don't know what happened from there, but...
It was just insane. I've never seen that kind of...
The freeway was packed.
Yes.
If they crash, they're impacting everybody's life around them.
Over whatever it was.
Over whatever. I don't know what started it, but like I said, the white car originally wasn't part of it. It was a blue car. And the blue car was nowhere to be seen. So I don't know what caused it. I don't know what was going on. But people, you need to relax. I mean, I know I get upset when I'm driving, but I'm not going to run someone off the road for it.
No.
Like I said, you're not just hurting yourself. You're hurting everybody around you. So calm down.
Yes. Thank you.
I know that has to do with the Amazing
Jack Race. Jack Laufelter and your PSA announcement.
Amazing Race. So anyway, I thought an excellent episode of the Amazing Race.
I agree. It's getting down there to the couples.
It's getting down there. We have James says being nice. James Earl's talking about getting the express pass.
Right.
Because Team Texas gave it to him. They said being nice pays off.
Yes.
Do you agree with that?
Absolutely.
You think
I look at it as karma. If you treat people how you want to be treated, do a good deed, what comes around goes around. I believe in all that stuff.
I believe, and I'm still waiting though. I'm 50.
You know why?
Why?
Do you have three beautiful children?
No.
Yes, you do.
All right, I do. I guess.
You have a gorgeous grandson.
Yes, I do.
Okay, I think our life is fabulous.
All right.
So what? Am
I a Charger fan?
You can't have everything.
Okay.
You can't have everything.
Anyway, ding. The first challenge, they have to drop 364 feet drop.
Would you have done that?
If I had to, if it was my turn, I'd do it. But it's head first. And you need to wear your
Fitbit,
and
which
check
I
your,
want, by the way, and, on my Christmas list.
It's on the list.
Okay.
And need to check your heart rate afterwards.
Right.
And I did like that Team Texas, Tanner says, it's about 40 minutes for the sun to come up so I can see where I'm going to hit the ground. I think he said he didn't like heights. And this one's scary because you're jumping straight. You're going, it's not like you just drop the feet or dropping it. You're diving.
Yeah. And
you're
then you have, it's, and it was just something attached to your leg, right?
Well, it's the bungee cord, the straps, yeah.
Yeah, that's different because you don't really, when you first take off, I'm assuming you don't feel anything, attachment.
It's free fall.
Yeah.
I think it'd be a cool thing to do.
I couldn't do it.
But I don't think I'd be out there going, I wouldn't go out of my way to do it. If I had to do it,
I would do it if I had to do it, but I would definitely wouldn't sign up for it.
But they all did it, and they all looked pretty scared.
Yeah.
Pretty frightened. Denise goes first.
Yes.
And I give her credit. She did it. I don't know if she put lipstick on halfway down. She had to stop. If she said, stop the bungee, got lipstick out. But no, she did it. I give her credit for making it.
Absolutely.
Now they're off to Paris, France.
Yes. Your favorite place.
My favorite place in the world.
Not.
It's just too crowded. You know me in crowds.
Yeah.
Too many people.
Yeah. And they don't have enough bathrooms.
Not enough public bathrooms. What's the deal?
I don't know.
What's the deal with the public bathroom?
I don't know, young man.
I guess people. I just think people in Europe have great bladders, and great control of their functions. I don't know, but the train station did smell like
urine.
Did smell like urine. Just saying, if you had some public bathrooms, maybe people would be, not peeing on the side of the walls. But I'm not. I don't live there. It's not my country. I'm not here to judge.
Okay, don't judge.
Keep talking.
I'm sorry. I'm yawning up. Yawning.
Yawning up.
Yep.
Anyway, so they're off to Paris, France. They're all on the same plane.
Yes.
And Team Green, for whatever reason, is all by themselves. And they're just way out in front of everybody else. Were they in the front of the plane?
They didn't show that, though, did they?
They just got, and they got on the train first. And there's one thing I will say about France. It's great. The trains run on time.
Yes.
It says it's 4:04.
It's there at 4:04.
You better be ready to go at 4:04 because it's taken off. One minute later, it's on its way. Yeah. I mean,
and then it shows it's come. I mean, it's real. Public transportation is amazing in Europe.
Amazing.
It really is, especially in Paris.
It's so much better than here.
Yes, absolutely.
It's just amazing. I will give them that. It is amazing. It does smell like pee. But it is amazing.
But you can go anywhere. Right. I mean, it was really easy, and it was really simple. It was better than Switzerland's
trains. Switzerland was complicated because
You went, like, we made a small mistake in Paris. It didn't take us an hour
because
their trains
keep coming.
Yeah.
We made a mistake in Switzerland. It took us an hour because there was no other train.
But, right, but it's not that way in Paris.
But the people in Switzerland
were nicer.
Actually, no, people in Paris I thought were nice too. I had no problem with the issue.
Yeah, you're right.
The only problem they had was when I gave the guy that had no legs, he was begging for money, and I gave him money, and they just all gave me a dirty look.
They did?
Yeah, like, what are you doing? Yeah, they gave me a dirty look when I did it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I said, I don't know. I just had some whatever. I don't even know what I gave him. Just whatever I had in my pocket, the coin-wise, I gave him. But anyway, their team Green's out in first, and they take off by themselves. I wrote this down. They have to fly these planes, the Boeing steamers? Steamers?
Yeah, something
Stebbins?
Like that, yeah.
I'm sorry, if you read my writing, can you read that?
No.
Stedman, whatever it was, cool planes, World War
Very
II
cool
planes.
Again, though, I don't like being like that open. I mean, I know I'm claustrophobic, so I don't like to be closed in, but that just makes me nervous.
That wouldn't bother me.
No.
No, that doesn't bother me.
I don't know.
It's the falling. It's the drops that scare me. It's a going up and knowing I'm going to have to drop. The drops scare me.
Yeah, I see your point.
But no, they have to find three words that best describe the French Revolution.
Yes.
And don't ask me to pronounce them because a couple of them pronounce it very well.
Very well.
Justin did a great job.
Yeah, Justin did a great job. Yep.
Did a great job.
I love the way he talked. He sounds
and
just
Logan,
like
Logan, when she was talking about second time,
yes.
She did a fantastic job. And we find out Logan's the only one that has to do it twice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I felt bad for her. She only had two of them. She gives it two, and she's looking...
I didn't see a third
one.
But she held it up pretty well.
But you know, but even Chris was positive here.
Yeah, I know.
So right away, they've totally changed from the.
I think from week to week, maybe things you realize you're overreacting or whatever the thing, and then you come back to reality.
Yeah, it happens. Team Green is still out in front.
Yes,
they're
going to win it. I just know they're going to
Justin
win it.
Justin, but they have a little spat.
I know.
They're waiting for the cash.
But you know, it was so funny. Okay, I got to interrupt you. So they're having a little spat, and it kind of reminds me how you and I argue. Or maybe it's just the way a woman and a man argues. She's frustrated with him.
The woman's wrong and the guy's right.
That's what you think, and that's what the guys think. And they just keep, and so she's sitting, you see her sitting on the train, and she's ignoring him.
We're not even on the train yet.
Oh,
they're at the cab.
You're right.
She's making more sense. She wanted to go straight to the train station.
Yes.
He wanted to take a cab all the way to Paris, right?
Yeah. Something like that.
And she said she couldn't take him to Paris, but she'd take him to the train station for free.
Right.
And he goes, "Don't give me attitude." And there's a kind of it was awkward. If I was the cameraman, wouldn't you feel awkward in there? You're the cameraman going, "All right, this is awkward."
Yeah.
They were a little cranky.
Yes, they were. Maybe they didn't get enough sleep.
That could be it.
Maybe they're hungry. You know, I'm that way when I'm hungry.
You're like the Snickers commercial.
Yes. Oh gosh. Yes. Absolutely.
So, let's say all the teams make it, but Logan has to go second. But Chris is really...
She has to go second because she messed up the first time, so she has to wait for...
Right. So now they're going to the train, and like I said, Justin and Diana get the train.
Yeah.
They're gone again.
They're so far out in front.
But all the teams... No, did all the teams make the train? No, because Justin and Diana were still out in front.
They were by themselves in the next group.
Next group all make the train except Logan and Chris.
Correct.
Because she had to make the second thing.
Right.
They weren't running very hard. But again, in France, if you don't get to those trains, if it says 10:15, it's going at 10. It's going to be gone at 10:16. Let's see. So they have to wait an hour for the next. It's an hour later. So that's a good.
And so then you see her. She's crying.
She's crying. Well, she felt she left. She left her. You know.
Yeah,
Logan.
But you know, again, Chris
down.
Had a great. He was pretty positive.
It's
for him.
Okay. It's all right. It's all going to be, it's just like, someone will screw up.
Right.
You never know.
Right. You never know.
I wonder if they film, obviously they film a lot of film. Maybe some weeks they take them, I'm sure sometimes they're just positive and sometimes they're negative at the same time. Maybe, all right, today we kind of bashed them last week. This week we're going to show them being positive.
Oh.
Maybe that's it.
Like the editor person?
Yeah, the editing person goes, all right, we spent 5 minutes with them complaining last week with each other. She's crying today. She's a little upset. She screwed up. Let's show Chris in a better light this week.
Ah.
Maybe that's it.
Okay.
I'm giving the benefit of the doubt.
All right, you go, girl.
The next train leaves an hour. Okay, go, girl. They have to find the White Phantom.
Yes.
And
he's, it's a sad thing he's not dressed in white, so you can't find the White Phantom.
He kind of looks like everybody else there. Everyone's wearing a white makeup, top hat.
I don't know if it was edited this way, but I don't understand the difficulty it was for everybody to find him.
Well, Diana and Justin find him right away.
Exactly. And then everybody else is like walking around like they couldn't see him. He stood out like a sore thumb.
Yeah. Where's the square? Where's the thing? And they maybe Justin and Diana struggled with it too. We just didn't see it, but they seemed to find it right away.
Yeah.
They choose
the rap.
The rap, but Diana doesn't want to do the rap.
Oh my gosh, does she not want to do it?
She's saying, well, you know, it's not my thing. You know,
she wasn't that nice. You're being nice.
Justin goes, you know what? I have enough charisma for both of us. Yeah. So,
you know, it's a shame that guy doesn't have an ego.
He's not confident at all. He needs to take a confidence class.
Yes, I think he does. I think you're right.
But you know what? Again, he backed it up because he was pretty good at the rap. So he's like, it's the old Muhammad Ali thing. If it's not bragging, if you can back it up.
I know, that's what you always say.
Yeah, but they go to do that. Let's see, we got the it's drop the mic or bust a crab.
Right. I would have picked bust the crab.
I would chose bust the crab because I have no rhythm.
Well, I think between the two of us, and that's not saying much, I have more rhythm. But you know my pronunciations. I can't even speak the English language correctly.
Yeah, right.
So I would have done bust the crab.
I could speak French fluently, but oui, oui.
You're not funny.
Oui, oui. I know a lot of words, though.
Okay, what are your
words?
Excusez-moi.
What? Excusez-moi.
Parlez-vous français?
Parlez-vous français.
Merci.
Merci. Merci. I say that all the time. Merci.
What?
Merci. Merci. Well, I said before we go back overseas, we have to learn French because that's...
Yeah, that was
universal
language.
Even in England... A lot of the waitresses spoke French. So, especially in France. And then Switzerland was a complete surprise because I thought English...
Well, they had like four or five different German dialects.
They have five languages that are spoken there.
Right.
Five counting. So, it was kind of like, wait, what? So, English, it was tough because in France, it was easier than it was in Switzerland, which shocked me.
Mm-hmm.
But France, you know, French seems to be the common language over there.
I would agree with you.
I will learn how to speak more French.
Okay, darling.
You know, bust a rap because I speak in French.
Anyway, I would do the bust the crab. Even though I don't like fish and it would drive me crazy, the smell, that's what I would do.
It seemed like the easier challenge.
For you and I, it would be the easier challenge.
Yeah, because I have no rhythm whatsoever. I'd be...
But I think you could do the words better than I could.
I'd probably do the words, but...
I would have the more rhythm.
I have no. I wouldn't be getting the.
You're a white man.
I wouldn't be getting the bling. You know,
the bling was stupid.
The stars.
Okay, was it just me, people, or was that stupid?
It gave it some character.
It was stupid. It didn't need it. It was stupid. Okay, that's
my French bling. That's telling
me. It was dumb. It didn't need any enhancements. It just made it. It made it dorky.
We got Justin and Diana still not getting along.
Who sat around and said, you know what I'm going to do when they do this part? I'm going to put bling.
Well, it gave it
No, it was dumb.
It's something different.
Dumb.
Something different.
Dumb.
They're still not getting along. Team Texas takes the crab cake thing.
Yeah, which makes sense for those guys. They have no rhythm.
No, but they also said they'd never cook. One said he has a Foreman grill.
That's the extent of their cooking.
Cheerleaders choop the...
I knew they were going to do well.
Choose the... Because, well, they're performers.
They're performers, and they're cute little girls.
So they...
Like I said, you can put them in your pockets.
Put them in their pockets.
They're so cute and petite.
Kelsey and Joy choose drop the mic. Denise and Logan... I'm sorry. Denise and James choose bust a crab, but they can't find it. They got lost.
I know.
I mean, they're way lost.
Yeah, and she always looks like... I think maybe she needs... like. Calm down. She's always so hyper. Like,
Well, maybe that's just maybe who she is.
Yeah, I guess so.
Maybe, you know, she didn't have her, but they can't find it. They're lost. Team Green goes first and is in first. They finish it after a while,
right.
Even though Denise was still complaining.
Yes, she was.
Still wasn't happy.
And it was, you could see the guy was like, awkward turtle.
Yeah, it was awkward.
It was very uncomfortable.
You know, but I think Justin for the most part, was keeping a positive spin.
Yeah, I would agree with you.
Well, they said that they just moved in together for a year and a half. A year and a half seems like
No. I thought they were separated for a year and a half.
Oh, they were separated for a year and a half?
Long distance for a year and a half.
Is that what it was?
And they just moved in together.
Oh, maybe that's it. Well, that would be the cause. But, you know, on this race, it's like the seventh, whatever it is, and you're racing, you're not eating right, not sleeping right, you're stressing over. I can see where the stress would get to people. The cheerleaders knocked it out quick.
Oh, gosh, yes. They were first try.
They were like, boom, we're out of here. Yeah. They were perfect. They're in second place at this point. Sydney and Rick struggle a little bit. No, Cindy and Rick
did the crab.
Did the crab, and they're great.
They're perfect.
And Team Texas looking at him like, well, he is a doctor. He's
well, and they understand precision and all stuff like that. So I like, they knew they were
gonna do well. I like Rick, though, goes, well, it's like cutting a patient, same thing, cutting a human. Except you, you know, a little different. But he's, you know, the Team Texas said they're not into details.
Yes.
And that could be. That can be hard because if you're not a detailed person,
which you're not,
I'm not, but I can look at something and go back and keep looking at it.
True.
If I didn't get it right the first couple of times, I'd be stressing out. I'd be throwing the crabs and the stuff all over the place.
Yes.
Let's see. Kelsey and Joey struggle. Kelsey,
not too much though.
Kelsey, well, her first thing was she was more like shouting instead of rapping.
Yes.
So.
Well, I like how they were saying and I never thought of that way. Excuse me. Being in newscasters, they have to learn to be great with their vocabulary and their pronunciations like that. So it made sense what they were doing. But, oh, my gosh, what she said, I was like, okay.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Wow, wow.
There was, like,
merci,
nothing there.
Merci. Anyway, I didn't know what the words were. So, Team Pink is still lost. They decided to change to drop the mic.
Yes.
Which is probably a mistake.
Oh, God, I agree.
Spoiler alert. Might be a mistake. Cindy and Rick move on. They're in third. Team Texas didn't... they didn't get it on the first try. They forgot what a lemon.
Lemon, something. And then they got the second.
They go back. Kelsey and Joy are in fourth place. They finally got it. Team Texas is in fifth place. Logan wants Chris to have fun when they go in there. Just have fun.
Yes.
Just have
fun.
They're
sweating everywhere.
Well, it was. They said it was like 100 degrees there. It was hot and humid and sticky, and they're running around. And
I think I said to you that time. I said, "Thank God we went to Europe."
And a lot of them are dressed pretty warm.
They have jackets. Why aren't they taking their jackets off?
I don't know. Maybe they can't. Maybe there's a rule against that. I don't know. I'm just kidding. Justin hates the sound that Diana was making.
What sound?
She was making some sound. He goes, can you stop doing that?
Really?
I don't like that sound.
Oh, I didn't even...
And she just kind of looked at him. So they're still getting on each other's nerves. Rick and Cindy get the bad cab driver. No, this is the bridge. No, where are you going?
Again, I hate when people have to get... That bugs me when the cab drivers affect everything.
Because I've always said you should just have your own car. They should give you like a GPS. It shouldn't come down to the cab driver.
I agree.
I guess it makes it more exciting. Yep. They keep doing it. But to me, if I lost $1 million because the cab driver went the wrong way, I'm not saying I'd kill the cab driver.
But it would be extremely frustrating.
Yeah. So they got to go to the Arc of the Triumph.
Yeah, I think that's what it's called. We were there.
We were there, but I didn't know you can go up top.
Yeah, I remember that. Well, remember when there was people up there when we were there?
There were like 50 million people there when we were there.
It wasn't 50 million people.
There were at least 49 million. It wasn't that empty. There was
it was some kind of flower show going on in Paris.
Yeah,
when we
flower
were there.
Show. So everybody had to be there for the flowers. Let's see. Team Pink is struggling with the rap. Oh. Or Denise's. James Earl got it. But,
yes.
But
she's not listening. She's really hyper. She's laughing. She's not taking it seriously.
Well, I think she was she's taking it seriously, but I think she's just... I think it was nervous laughter. She was frustrated because she wasn't getting it.
I'll
think
you that.
You get to the point where you're like, and Denise is struggling with the challenge. Team Green comes in first, but the race is not over.
And this is your favorite part.
It's my favorite part. I don't like the non-eliminations.
I know you do.
I like the race just continues to race. So finally, after all these years,
they listen to you.
They finally listen to me. So
they said, what would Jack do?
Jack would say, let's keep racing.
That's right.
I thought these were pretty tough challenges today.
I said those bands saying, what would Jesus do? It's what would Jack do?
What would Jack do? And Jack would say, keep racing. The world would be such a better place if we just said...
Well, you know, when I'm... Because there are some things you're very good at than
everything.
I am.
Everything?
Not everything. But, like, I'm a little more relaxed, calm, and more of a positive person than you are.
I'm very positive.
And you're more like, the world's coming to an end. But where you're really good at is that you're good with... Where you let... Like, when someone's really bugging you, you know how to just, like... Calm down. Think about it for a second. I react right away, and then I have to apologize.
Like the guy sitting in front of us in Baltimore.
Yes. I would have opened my mouth and said something, and then you would have had to tell me to stop it, like you've done many times. At games.
I felt like punching.
Oh, I'm not saying that you didn't feel
that
way.
All the fans in Baltimore were perfect, except jerkhead sitting in front of us.
But I'm just saying, so sometimes I say, what would Jack do?
And Jack would say, hey, because we were having a good time, and I just let the guy, he was drunk, so let him talk.
Anyway.
I'll talk about it more in the sports show.
So. Okay, dear.
Let's see. Cheerleaders almost die crossing the street.
I know. What were they thinking?
It reminded me of someone in Europe who almost got killed about 18 times by bicycles.
Because you're excited.
How many times do we have to go, Sid!
Mom!
Stop! Because she would literally not look. I mean, you learn at a young age. Look both ways before you cross the street.
Give me credit. It's different in Europe.
Yeah, they don't have like streets where you have to look both ways.
London was different.
Well, London, you should only have to look one way.
No, London, you have to look the opposite. It's the opposite way.
But still, you still have to look. You didn't look. You just jumped. And it wasn't cars. It was people on bikes that almost ran you over.
Is it like Pick on Sid Day?
And they drive by.
Is it Pick on Sid Day?
And I would say, oh, they're saying Victory La France. Victory La France. They're saying, hey, how you doing? Welcome to France. That's what they're saying. That's what they were saying to you.
Okay.
Vive la France. That's what they were saying to you.
Okay.
Step with their middle finger. I don't know.
Okay, whatever.
I don't know if they do the middle. They probably do it in Europe, don't they?
Do they use the F word?
Is it universal? No, they use the F word, but is it the universal finger?
I don't know.
They were cheering for you. Yeah. They were so excited. They just were happy they got there. They said, but they find out they're finished in second, but the race is still going. Yeah. But they're still happy.
I was so excited for them.
I felt good for them because they've kind of struggled at times, and very much. And so now it was challenges that they were good at, and they were level headed. And
like I said, there isn't a lot of people that are left that I wouldn't like. There wasn't one single person. I was like, oh, I can't wait them to be off.
You know, I felt that way about the paparazzi people, but after today, I'm like going, well.
Yeah.
But then Ting Pink, you go back to Ting Pink, and she's still struggling with the...
What was it, like 20th time?
I don't know, but
like
the woman that was helping her looked disgusted.
Oh, my God. She's just like, I can't even do it anymore.
I can't do this anymore. And then that's how it ended. It's being continued. So,
yes. It'll be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah, they have to... I think what's going to happen, I think they're... This is just my theory. I think they're going to swap out and go do the crab thing. Break a crab. James Earl said they'd been there for 2 hours. I think at this point I would have said,
"There's no way they're not going to catch up."
I said, "Well, it depends on what happens. It's another leg, and they have to do everything else." So I think what they need to do is,
can't they do a penalty?
They can do a penalty, but I think it'd be faster. I don't know how much the penalty is. It's probably like 2 hour penalty, isn't it? I think you'd be better off just go to the other challenge. Can't be that much further away. Do it. It didn't look like it was that difficult to take your time with it. And that's what
they couldn't find it the first time.
Because they just went the wrong way. Maybe they find it this time. I don't know.
All right. It'll be interesting to see. I'm excited to see the next Friday.
I'm excited. I can't wait. But again, next podcast won't be out till probably Monday because I have to work all weekend repping games.
Poor little fella.
I might be a little crankier than I was today.
I'm not
normally cranky, but sometimes I am.
Okay.
But we did get an email.
We did?
We did. And it's from your favorite place, the UK.
Oh, yay! Thank you, Mr. UK.
All right. So
Is it a Mr. or Mrs.?
It is a Mr.
Oh, thank you, Mr. UK guy. Mr. What's his name?
Mr. James. Mr. James in UK.
Thank you, James.
James Bond. James Bond's coming out this week. You excited?
No.
What if Damian Lewis was in it?
Okay, that's different.
All right, that's
different. I wouldn't go because it's... But I said I would go with you because I'm sure there's going to be some chick flicks that I'm going to want to see, so I need to have that
card.
That's
okay. We'll just... you can go by yourself.
So I need to have that little card in my pocket.
I'll go watch the movie by myself.
So I could take you so I could say, hey, you owe me, big guy.
All right. Because nothing better than a chick flick. Hey, guys. All right. I'm sorry. Hi, guys. I'm going to try and read this. I couldn't get the print too large. But having been a longtime Lost fan, I've just realized you guys are podcasting about The Amazing Race this year. So I've marathoned through the first 5 currently available episodes while on a trip on the last couple days. Was shocked to hear that you guys don't like Justin and Diana. I think at first we didn't, but I thought we were pretty positive towards the last
one. It's not that we don't like them. It's just, don't be so pompous. I think
that's just his character.
Right? I know, but I don't know.
While you'll support the jock team, I think Team Texas.
Right.
Good old boys, I guess, the whole thing.
Oh, I'm sure they're just as pompous, but they don't show it. They're not, either A, that it's not being edited that way, or B, they're not.
But I think we said last week and today, Justin has started, he's backing it up. I mean, you can't, they're a good team.
Oh, I don't disagree with you. It's not like I don't dislike them because they're a good team. I don't know. It's just something about them.
As something as an Amazing Race super fan myself, like Justin, I've seen every episode of every season multiple times over. I missed the first couple episodes. The first like 8 seasons we didn't watch.
No, because my mother-in-law, your mom, kept saying, "Why aren't you
watching?
Why don't you
watch Amazing Race?"
And then we finally did it, and we've been hooked ever since.
Oh my gosh, why didn't we watch this sooner?
Exactly.
And we were going to watch the first one on, I think it was on Netflix, but was it last season?
This season they showed them when they said, "Let's go." And
thanks.
Yes.
Thanks for spoiling. I was going to say Jeff. It's not Jeff.
It's Phil.
Thanks, Phil, for spoiling me. I was decidedly on Team Green from the first round. I felt anguish as they went for the flash forward, only to be turned away. I laughed as he played the game loudly, distracting the opponents during the meat hanging challenge while he was it out of himself. That's where I think we were frustrated with. I think, but it makes sense because that's how you get.
But you know, like we watch football, and Philip Rivers is a big trash talker.
Yeah, he's a trash talker.
And you always said it's important to get in people's heads.
Well, yeah, if you can get in people's head but not lose your focus,
right?
It's part of the game.
You're right.
It's part of the game, and like I said, you know. This was someone who truly understands the game and who is going to push every angle to his advantage. I agree. The jocks, meanwhile, are the stereotypical race winners all the way from race one with Robin Brennan. Or Brianna Brennan? Winning,
you should put your reading glasses on.
I know, I should. Winning out as far nicer team than Frank and Margarita in the finale. The tall, rugged, manly men always have... built-in advantage. That's why I'd probably be good in the race, you know. Rugged, built-in, manly men. So I always
you can only dream.
I inherently find myself rooting for them against them, hoping a smarter team can outmaneuver and come out on top. I thought the hockey guys, the Battaglia brothers, were not only they were good athletes, but I thought they were smart,
very smart
for hockey players.
Yeah, I thought so too.
And I'm not just insulting hockey players, but
no, but some hockey players you meet, you realize they've had way too many shots to the head.
Right? Yeah, they have. It goes through. If I was to guess, though, the rivalry between the top two teams will actually be both. They're determined to the end. They're both hell bent on beating each other at any cost. That sooner or later, mistakes are going to befall one of them or both teams. Well, they did make it. We thought the. Team Texas did make a mistake by using their express pass.
Oh, absolutely.
That was a huge mistake.
Absolutely.
It is for this reason that while I wholeheartedly support Team Green to win, I think it's more likely that the dark holes will come from below to win it all, most likely the news readers, who show flair and brilliance in early weeks while seeming calmer and more physical in the game than the top two who are just out to beat each other.
Good point.
I do like that team. I do too. Think they could win.
I actually like Cindy and her guy.
Ever since the first day, he was kind of he's still kind of bossy with her, but she deals with. So
yeah.
That said, I look forward to hearing your further thoughts, and I'm excited to have a new podcast to listen to chatting about one of my favorite shows. Hasta luego, James in the UK.
Aw, James, thank you so much. I'm so excited. I love your country. I would totally retire there if I could afford it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even think twice. It's my kind of town.
I wouldn't because of the language barrier.
Oh, my God. Jack, those jokes are so old.
Well, that's all I got. I'm an old person.
Well, find something new.
Well, like it's dark like 3 o'clock in London during sometimes the year. That's bugging me now. It gets dark here at 5 o'clock.
I want to go for my birthday next year so bad.
Oh, happy birthday to you.
I want to be able to go and go see Downton Abbey.
Maybe James can send you a postcard.
Okay. Anyway, thank you, James. That's very cool. I agree with some of their stuff, and you're right. I can see why you don't want always the jocks winning. I agree with that. But I think what bothers me the most about Justin is that he is good. He does know the game. And I told you I would want him to win, and I'm excited for him because he'd remind me of you where, you know, you're passionate about Survivor and
right. How
many times you auditioned for it and all the different things.
And got denied because I'm bald.
But anyway, I just think, because there's lots of old men that are bald, and so there's tons of you kind of guys.
Well, they don't pick a lot of them, though.
No. So anyway.
Just saying, they only can pick like one a season.
Right. So anyways, I don't like people that are...
braggadocious?
Yes.
But like I said, he's backing it up. It's part of the game. He seems to be having fun with it. And does look like Team Texas and him have made up.
Yeah.
At least, you know, what we've seen.
Right.
You know, they've made up. Team Texas did say they would...
So early, though.
They would turn him if they had a chance.
And I can't believe that just the green team wouldn't do that if their opportunity came.
Oh, if the opportunity came, they're there to
because
win.
Because we're all there to win.
And I have no problem with that.
Yeah.
If you're there to win, you're there to win.
I'm not there, but they're there to win.
No, I have no problem with anybody U-turning them. I wouldn't do it early because you...
That's what I always get upset with Survivor when people get so appalled and so upset. I'm like, you're there to win $1 million. You're not there to make best friends.
No.
Obviously, you don't want to be hurtful or belittle someone or degrade them.
No, like it's happened in the past.
Right.
But it is a game.
But it is bottom line.
But everyone wants to have that Sue speech. Ever since season one.
That's why I think I got tired of watching Survivor. I'm not really into it anymore. It's because I don't like people who are so offended that they did not, that whatever the true or the this or the lie. I'm like, come on, people. It's $1 million. It's like when people leave.
Well, it's also you're there to win.
But like if someone leaves you at the job, if they're decent and give you a notice like that, you should wish them well. You want people to be successful and to move on. They're not there to stay forever. I just don't understand it.
Well, again, when I remember I'm playing sports, if someone beats me, and they did it, you know, they beat me, and I'm like, well, take my hat off to them. They beat me.
Exactly.
You know, it's just like, it's what it is. I mean,
right.
You might be upset at first, but you go,
yeah.
But I've never got the speeches where people go, ah, 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 ah.
That's why I don't get it. It's just, that just bothers
me. You're never going to be Sue.
No.
So stop.
Right. But anyway, so I think, you know, I'm looking forward to see. I like everybody that from the beginning of the season, I have not disliked to the point where sometimes it's like, oh my God, thankfully they're gone. I'm so glad. Right. Like, what was one of the ones I couldn't stand?
The dating team last year?
Yeah. Oh, I hate that.
But don't you think, like, the dating team, getting off topic here, I still think they should put 20 people's names in a hat, and that's who, 20 people don't know each other, and that's who teams up.
The only thing I don't like about that for Amazing Race is that it's a team event, and you're going in there together, and you're both trying to achieve the same thing.
But I think it was fun. I think it was a fun experience when they had the people dating, but you're not dating. You just put 20 people in a hat, yeah. And how you adapt
but
to.
But you see people who have been together for a long time and have.
But what if you put 20, like James, you put 20 super fans, like 20 Justins in there who are headstrong, they think they know how to play the game, and to play the game, you also have, like Justin tonight, wasn't really listening to Diana.
No.
And you have to listen to listen to your teammates. Someone has to be in charge.
Right.
Someone has to be making most of the decisions, but you have to listen to keep harmony.
But when you get chosen to go in there, do you think you sit down and say, okay, when we get in the situation, don't you think you should have some kind of pre-plan and I'm going to be this way?
Exactly. It should be one person should be in charge, not in total charge, but this is what I think. Okay, this is, but be better about, sometimes he wasn't very good about saying, all right, this is why I think we should do this one. He was just like, no, let's just do this. No, let's just do this. He wasn't listening to her. And I think that's what she was getting frustrated with.
I see your point.
And I get it. You're in a race. You're trying to make time and stuff like that.
Right. But
I think that would be cool to have 20 super fans in there. You put their names in there, and you get you would get people that would it would make for good TV.
Okay.
And it would make how do you adapt to that? How do you I got to work with this person I can't stand.
Ah.
You know, and I want to win.
Right.
So I think that would help teams. You know, it happens. I played a lot of sports. I've been on teams where I couldn't stand somebody.
Right.
But yet, that's my teammate.
Right.
And like I said, if something happened, like on ice hockey, something happened to that person, other team, I'm jumping in. I'm going to help that because he's wearing my colors. He's wearing my uniform.
Yeah, I see your point.
So.
Oh, that might be interesting. Okay.
Anyway, that's.
I like it.
Throwing out there. And if James, maybe you have
Thank
an idea.
You.
Maybe, thanks for the email. It was fun to get an email.
Yes.
We all can also take phone calls.
I don't know the number, so don't ask me.
385-206-0311. Calling time?
That sounds like the old one.
No, it's 206 was the old one. And I forgot to mention our patron thing. I always forget that. If you'd like to help support us, you can go to patron/JayandJack and help us out there if you want. You can also join our Facebook page at Facebook/JayandJack. I think that's it. I always forget this. And I'd like special.
You did a pretty good job.
I know, but I forgot about that. And I'd like special, at this time, I'd like to thank a couple special patrons. Tack from Tokyo and Eckhart. Rickner Glatfelter. Why are you looking at me?
I know.
You gave me a look like I...
No, I'm just wondering why you're saying like that. Is he Glatfelter?
I adopted him. We adopted
him.
Oh,
okay, good.
You remember we adopted him.
We did, that's right.
Yeah, so he's happy to be part of the family.
Oh, good.
So.
We could always use more family members. We never have enough.
What's one more kid?
James, I'm inviting you to my family circle.
There, James. You're now
I love
James
that name.
Glatfelter. So.
James.
James, do you like James?
It reminds me of Downton Abbey. James. What's his face? James, the footman.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
I forgot about James, the footman. Oh.
Yes. So welcome. So I'm adopting him to my family.
All right. Well, we're adopting everybody.
Okay.
And again, if you'd like to help us out, that's patreon.com/JayandJack. And you can help out. Or you can just get the information on jayandjack.com and all that different stuff. I apologize for not saying it sooner, but get going. Old. Forgot about something. I don't have it written down, so... That's it.
And he was spending hours trying to get his studio in shape, and you should have heard the language.
Well, I got a new desk at IKEA.
That's why we went to IKEA for you.
Well, right.
Did I buy anything?
But these desks are... Yeah, you did. You bought a chandelier.
Oh, that's right. I got a chandelier.
These desks are like $13.
I know. They're awesome,
aren't they? And you get the legs for like $20. So get this whole desk for like $30.
33 to be exact. Plus tax.
Is that what it was?
Yes.
33, and it works perfectly in this...
Actually, it's cheaper. The things were $4 each.
$4
each? So that's $16.
Each? So it was...
So 16 and 13 is $29.
Plus tax.
Yes.
Which the other desk we had in here was caved in.
Yes. So it cost us over $100.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. So to get this desk was perfect. So it's like, it's.
Are you happy now?
I'm happy, but I got, you know, we got a lot of people living here and we got a lot of stuff we're trying to store. And it's just like, I try and find something and if I can't find it, you know how I am.
Yes.
I got to move.
Mr. Grumpy.
Got to move crap
out of the way.
Can't go
with the flow.
I get a little edgy sometimes, okay. But I'm good now. I'm fine now.
Okay, honey, good.
My life is good. Life is fabulous.
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 All right, guys, that's all we got. Anything else you want to add?
Nope, that's it. See you all next week.
Seems like I'm forgetting something, but again, apologize for being late. But this podcast, we'll try and do it next Monday.
Okay.
Hasta luego. And goodbye.
Bye.